Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush, joined today by Mel Burks and Margie Anschutz from Hamilton Center. Folks, how you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So let's go ahead, and for the folks who don't know, Mel, you're the head honcho of Hamilton Center. You run the show, right? You're the chief of chiefs over there, right?
Yes. Melvin L. Burks. I'm the CEO of Hamilton Center, and I took on that responsibility in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so going on 11 years being a CEO of Hamilton Center, and there's been some great things that have happened since then, and we'll get into that later. But no, Hamilton Center provides a great opportunity for the community of which we are involved in, and there are 11 communities that we're involved in, and Ms. Andrews will talk a little bit about that. But no, CEO, 12 years.
So if anything happens, it's your fault, or it's all because of your great leadership, right?
I think you're correct on both cases, and yeah. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I think I have a responsibility. It's under my leadership, and if something goes wrong, I have to point the finger at me. If something goes right, I point the finger at our employees.
When the job came open, what made you want it?
Well, I think in terms of dealing, when I have a great relationship with an individual by the name of Mr. Galen Good, and I don't know if you know Galen Good, he was the CEO prior to me, and he and I developed a good relationship along the way. He'd been there, he was there for 20 years, and he and I just started talking, and he asked me what is my goals, and I said I want to be a CEO somewhere. I didn't necessarily say in Hamilton Center, but somewhere. And as time went on, he appointed me interim CEO if anything happened to him. And he passed away, Mr. Good. And that really hurts me to today in terms of not having him around. Great guy, great mentor.
It's one of those deals where you really hate to talk about how you got the job because you don't like the fact that you got it that way, but you're proud of the job that you do.
Yeah, I think in terms of dealing with, even though I was the interim, I still had to go through interviews. I had to go through interviews. They had about 80 applicants in the beginning, and then, of course, it's whittled down. And so there are some challenges throughout that interviewing process.
Margie Anschutz, you've been with Hamilton Center for a while, and you've done probably all kinds of things, but what's your official title?
So my official title is Chief Development Officer, and that's probably a fancy way to say that I oversee the marketing function. I oversee the quality and compliance area. That's a new part of my job. And lastly, I'm president of the Hamilton Center Foundation, which is a separate not-for-profit organization that works to support the programs and services of Hamilton Center.
How do you have time for all that?
Well, my supervisor to my right, why don't you tell him that too? No, it's fun. I've been at Hamilton Center since 95, I think. I think I took a year hiatus somewhere in there, but I've had a variety of positions at Hamilton Center. I've enjoyed every moment of it. We do great things in the community. That just gives you really a good feeling going to work every day. And it's been an opportunity I'm just thrilled to have had. I sort of grew up at Hamilton Center. I was 20-something when I arrived, and we won't say how old I am now, but you can do the math.
It's only been 5 years since then, right?
Or I started when I was an infant. But,
there you go.
Yeah, all good. We've had a great time, and we've done good things. So it's, you can't beat that.
So you mentioned the title and what those titles are, but really, what do you do? Because you've got a lot on your plate, especially when it comes to the marketing and when you talk about compliance too. I mean, that in and of itself, compliance alone could be a full-time job the way things are today.
It is, but we have a really strong department so that it's not me doing that alone. I'm sort of overseeing the function, but we've got some great staff that really do the work. Our marketing department is small. We have two people in it, but they do everything from copywriting to digital marketing, traditional advertising, lots and lots of public relations, events. So that kind of gives you an idea about that. And then the foundation segment of my job is more about fundraising, and we have a separate board, and we work hard to manage our money well. And raise money, and we're able to fund some programs and services of Hamilton Center that might need a little boost.
Mel, Hamilton Center came into being what, mid to late 60s? Was it something like
Hamilton that? Hamilton Center started, most individuals give the date 1971, but Hamilton Center started with two rooms in Union Hospital. Mm-hmm. And then from there, and that was like in 1969. And then 1971, they became incorporated and became official.
And you're really not part of Union Hospital, but a lot of people tend to blur the line because you guys are literally right up against each other. They're on the north side of town, and so people will just automatically think, well, you're just all one and the same, but you're really not.
No, we're separate from separate corporation from Union Hospital. And you're right. Some individuals, they think, even to today, that we're part of Union Hospital, but we're not. Union Hospital is a good partner. We share great partnership with Union Hospital.
Catherine Hamilton pretty much she brought this whole institution into existence simply to serve the mental health needs of this area, which back when she was first championing this cause was not really considered to be a serious need, except for just a few people like her that kind of worked in this area, right?
Yeah, I think in terms of I give all the credit to Miss Catherine Hamilton in terms of she had a sister that was mentally ill, and she thought, along with some other individuals that she was championing with, that it would be a great thing if the individuals who experienced mental illness didn't have to go to like the state hospital or out of town. She felt that if we can keep the individuals home, mm-hmm. they have more support there. And that then started this here idea. And the individuals, there were several citizens in our community, the Terre Haute community and surrounding community, that got together and fast forward that idea of Miss Catherine Hamilton.
And not to put too fine a point on this, but back in the late 60s, early 70s, those that suffered with mental illness issues, well, the way we dealt with it was pretty much we just kind of tried to sweep it under the rug, put them in a corner, stick them in a room, shut the door. And this was something brand new when Catherine Hamilton came into existence here as the center, as a new way to treat people with those issues.
Yeah, I think in terms of dealing with some of the ways that individuals were treated, they had to be sent to state hospital, like in Evansville or in Indianapolis, and then the jails. Mm-hmm. Individuals that was acting out, they sent them to jail. So
it didn't always happen, but we know the horror stories, and we've heard them, that those people who really needed help were not often treated very well.
And this is true. And that's why we have this. And still today, there is such a thick stigma in reference to mental illness, and people shy away from it. And what we're trying to do is bring it into the light to let individuals know it is okay. If you're experiencing a mental illness, there's places that you can go that you will be treated like a human being. And I'm saying that we need everyone to get on that bandwagon to encourage individuals. Because if you don't get help soon, you may end up getting worse and with your mental illness. And so we're trying. And some of our citizenry in the 11 counties, they have not a positive view, some of them. Doesn't have a positive view when it comes to mental illness.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to say the reason we have a problem with how we treat people with mental illness is because it's not like a cut. You don't see blood. You can't put a Band-Aid on it and say, there, I fixed it. And all of a sudden, it's all good. Mental illness, it's an obvious problem, but it's hidden because you don't just look at somebody and immediately know, okay, I need to do this to fix the issue, because that's not how we deal with it.
Yeah, I think in terms of you are absolutely correct. And what I often say is that here we have a hospital, and here we have individuals who have a broken leg, get a broken leg, or you get injured at some point and you go right to the hospital. But in my opinion, in my judgment, you have one of the most important muscles in your body, the brain. And when that fails, you don't want to go get assistance or seek assistance. And our society look at that backwards, as far as I'm concerned. I'm thinking that we need to promote mental illness, and we need to promote it very hard and strong to let individuals know, look, if you need some assistance, there's help out there, but go somewhere to get help. And one of the places that they can go in this area is Hamilton Center. And not only Hamilton Center, there's other partnerships within our community, whether it's Clay County, whether it's Vermilion County, Green, Sullivan,
There's other agencies out there.
Yes.
And you guys work with all of them. Margie, one of the things about it when you deal with marketing, and that is making sure that people know that you exist. Because right. part of the issue is knowing that there is a mental health issue to deal with. Then once you come to that term, that there is somebody that needs that kind of help, you have to get them to realize there's somebody that needs that help. Then once you come to that, then you have to let them know, hey, there is a place that you can get that help. And that's up to you to make sure that everybody realizes that Hamilton Center should be top of their mind.
Right. And, you know, it's a constant process. And you may not need services today, but you could need them a year from now. So keeping that name visible is so important. And I think one thing that Mel mentioned that I would just add, most of what Hamilton Center does is not just the traditional therapy where you come in the office, talk to a therapist, and leave. Most of what we do, or a great number of services that we do, are out in the community. We have care managers that are working with folks out in the community, helping them shop at a grocery store in a healthful way, using community resources, finding social service organizations. What we do is we try to wrap services around individuals so that they don't decompensate, so they don't need hospitalization, so they can live as independently as they can in their own homes or apartments with an improved quality of life. And I think that's often gets lost. I mean, people think of therapy, right? And we do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And we do appointments with psychiatrists and so on. But there's a lot more to the organization. And I think our community, we don't see some of those services that go on daily.
Probably one of the more important things that you do is not just marketing Hamilton Center, letting people know that it exists, but also as part of what you do is helping to erase the stigma of mental illness.
Right.
And I mean, because people have to get over that before they really realize they need to go get help. So right. That's probably the biggest part of your job too.
Yep. We talk about treatment works. We talk about mental health or mental illness is not a weakness. It's an illness. We talk about those things constantly. And it's helpful when you have visible people in the community and in the national spotlight who come out and say, I've suffered from a mental health problem. Or I have a family member who suffered from a mental health problem. People can get better. People can regain their lives and improve their lives. And oftentimes it just takes admitting that there's a problem and seeking help.
And it's probably a little bit more than a lot of people saying, oh, that's just Joe, or oh, that's just Mary. There's actually something there that can be dealt with if people know where to go.
Absolutely. And Hamilton Center, I think, has a really strong name recognition in our communities. We've branched out a little bit, and we now have opioid treatment clinics called Win Recovery. That is one thing marketing-wise we're trying to get the word out about. And we also have a primary care clinic, both in Vigo County and in Putnam County, called Grace Clinic Health Professional. So we have nurse practitioners and physicians that are seeing patients primary care-wise. And so it's all about integrating care. It's all about treating the whole person, treating their mental health problem, treating their physical health problem if there is one, and also giving them access to community organizations and really treating the whole individual.
Mel, before we run out of time, and not only in this program, but before, I mean, let's face it, you're no youngster. You know, you've got a good time left to go here. But what do you want to accomplish before you finally decide, I need to retire, which could be 20 years from now. But what do you want to accomplish? What's next on your list that you see we need to do?
Yeah, the thing that is on my mind and always on my mind is how much more can we do for our consumers? And you hear Ms. Andrews talk about the opiate. We stepped up as a corporation and we had 3 licenses for opiate treatment. And one is in Vigo County, one is in Knox County, and one is in Hendricks County. And you heard her talk about Grace Clinic. One is in Vigo and one is in Putnam County. And what we want to do is continue evolving treatment for those individuals who are in need. In terms of what I would like to see, one of the things I would like to see, and I'll just say this, is that I would like to build a resort. a substance abuse resort here in Terre Haute, instead of sending our people far away for a week-long treatment or a month-long treatment, keep them here and have this resort where it's a resort or away from the community, but it's in the community. And having a place, building a resort where there is a fence around it, but have individuals know you don't have to go far for treatment. It's right here. Because people have contacted us many times. Mel, where's a place that we can send our child somewhere for about a month or 2 months? Some got to go away to California. You got to go to Colorado. You got to go some far out place. But wouldn't it be neat to keep those individuals, your family, here, where your support is here, where you can see them and visit them? That's what I would like to see, something like that, a substance abuse resort.
Margie, one of the things is knowing that you're there is important, but if they don't know how to get a hold of you, how to find out what you do and how to avail themselves of what you do offer, well, then it's all kind of a moot point. So how do folks get a hold of you guys? Where do they learn more about what you do?
Well, we have a website, and it's obviously www.hamiltoncenter.org, where all of our programs or services are laid out, how to reach each program, how to call our access center for emergency treatment. So we do a lot of that. We have a Facebook page. People can look at the Hamilton Center Facebook page. And our 800 number, we now have 24-hour access to services for those that are in crisis or needing an emergency service. And that's 800-742-0787. And there are staff there 24/7 to talk with people, walk them through the process, and get them emergency treatment if needed.
Margie Anschutz and Mel Burks, congratulations on 50 years of Hamilton Center, the 50th anniversary. It's a very cool place. We certainly wish we didn't need you for another 50 years. Hope we could answer all the problems that you're trying to solve now. Unfortunately, it's probably not the case, so we're looking forward to the next 50 with you guys and hope for much success for you. That's it for this week's program. By the way, if you need any help or you want to go back and listen to this again, it's posted for you right now on our station's website as a podcast. You can go back there and listen to it then. And we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.